Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI FM in Rochester, New York, and is funded by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council.
Say, there's a little rhythm, 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 the pit-pats through my brain. So darn persistent, the day isn't distant when it will drive me insane. Comes in the morning without any warning, hangs around me all
this
day.
This is Fascinating Rhythm, songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Time and place are love song's essential anchor. You can float only so far, rise only so high, before the connection frays. Stay tuned.
Oh, how I long to be the man I used to be. Fascinating rhythm, you gotta stop picking on me.
In song after song, time and place combine to connect incident to emotion. But some songs are all time, and others are all place. They may be catalog songs or have lyrics that depend on some sort of wordplay, despite the seriousness in the point of view. They may be playful or melancholy. Everything depends on how you handle the when or the where. The songs are as different as the singers. Merle Haggard, Peach Picking Time in Georgia, and Carmen McRae, My Future Just Passed.
When it's peach picking time in Georgia, apple picking time in Tennessee, cotton picking time in Mississippi, everybody picks on me. And when it's roundup time in Texas, the cowboys make whoopee. And way on down in Alabama, it's gal picking time to me. Yodelay-o, delay-o, dee-o-lay. There's a bluegrass down in Kentucky, Virginia's where they do the swing. In Carolina now I'm coming to you to spend the spring. Arkansas, I hear you calling, I know I'll see you soon. And there's where we'll do a little picking underneath the old dark moon. Yodelay-o.
20 broken hearts and not less before I was 12. But from then on I stopped. From the parade I dropped. Hopes of future loves I'd started to shelve. I dreamed all through school about. There goes the boy I'll now be a fool about. Ring down the curtain, I'm certain at present my future just passed. Don't even know if he has been spoken for. If he is tied, the ties must be broken, for life can't be that way. To wake me, then break me, my future just passed. Stars in the blue, though you're at a distance, you can assure me, but resistance, help me to win this boy. Here are my arms, may he find illusion there. Look in my heart, there is no confusion there. Now that I'm loving, I'm living at last. my future just passed. Kiss my two lips, remove all the rouge on them. Now that I'm living at last. My future just passed.
Merle Haggard with Jimmie Rodgers, 1932. Peach Picking Time in Georgia, and Carmen McRae with Richard A. Whiting and George Marion Jr.'s 1930, My Future Just Passed. You're listening to Fascinating Rhythm Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. Some songs suspend any sense of time or place. The emotions float in an ether of their own making. But others, no matter how high they dream, remain connected to the world and thus to us. The trick for the songwriter is to set them in a time and place we recognize or remember or can envision. I see this in daylight and I remember. I see it at night and think only how different it is. It's in the details that beckon and then spice the emotions. Lee Wiley, Any Old Time, and Ann Hampton and Liz Callaway, Our Time.
Any old time I'm feeling blue. Any old time without you. I remember, remember all the joys we knew. Any old time I'm feeling low. Any old time, as you know, I start longing, can't stop longing, 'cause I love you so. You know the love is only human. To forgive divine. But don't you worry, darling, baby, you can do your heart to mine. So any old time I'm feeling blue, any old time without you, I start dreaming, can't stop dreaming, 'cause dreaming brings you.
shifting ground, it's just begun.
It's just a blurring all around, and yesterday is done.
Feel the flow, hear what's happening, we're what's happening. Don't you know we're the movers and we're the shapers? We're the names in tomorrow's papers. Up to us, man, to show 'em. It's our time, breathe it in. Worlds to change and worlds to
there's so much stuff to see.
Lee Wiley with Bud Livingston's Any Old Time, and Liz and Ann Hampton Calloway with Stephen Sondheim's Our Time. Lyricist E.Y. Harburg said that music makes you feel a feeling, and words make you think a thought, so a song makes you feel a thought. In these songs, where time and place combine, the key word is when. Most of them look ahead. They want to define the future or dream about it, or find a way to anticipate it. It's as if saying it can help to make it happen. You're looking ahead to summer in the place you came from. Ian Whitcomb, When the Bees Make Honey Down in Sunny Alabama.
I just feel like telling the world I'm happy and gay. I just feel like telling you why I'm that way. This is just the time of the year when bees start to buzz, and I've got a bee in my bonnet simply because. Oh, when the bees make honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to a honeysuckle home where my folks live all alone. They're like a pair of honeybees in a honeycomb. I'm gonna make a beeline straight for home. That's what I am. And I've a plan to buzz around with my honey lamb some Sunday afternoon. If I don't get stung, there'll be a honeymoon when the bees make honey down in sunny, oh, you Alabama. the busiest bee that you ever knew. Sipping honey all through the day, that's just what I do. When the bees are buzzing away near some rosemary, how I love to bumble around, just take it from me. When the bees make honey down in sunny Alabama, that's when I said I'd be sending a telegram down to my honeysuckle home, where my folks live all alone. I tell her like a pair of honeybees in a little honeycomb. I'm gonna make a beeline straight for home, that's what I am. And I've a kind of plan to buzz around with my honey, honey, honey lamb some Sunday afternoon. Ooh, if I don't get stung, there'll be a honeymoon. Now when the bees will make a honey down in sunny, oh, you Alabama.
Ian Whitcomb with Walter Donaldson, Sam A. Lewis, and Joe Young's 1919, When the Bees Make Honey Down in Sunny Alabama. Time and place merge. The line between them blurs. We know one by the other. We know the time because something particular happened in a particular place. That time has faded, but what could be more vivid than what you remember? We don't know why, but what remains is memory. Ian Whitcomb, Sweet Cider Time, When You Were Mine.
I'm thinking of a little town where bells are ringing, birds are singing on the hill.
I see you in your simple gown, the memories bringing round my heart that old love thrill.
Close my eyes and wander, in dreams I go back yonder. It seems I'm with you still. By the mill, where they make sweet cider, I made sweet love to you. The mill wheel was turning as I sat there yearning for one kiss, the sweetest I knew. On the hill, from the old town chapel, those evening bells would shine. I'll always remember that golden November, sweet cider time when you.
Ian and Regina Whitcomb with Percy Wenrick and Joe McCarthy's 1915, Sweet Cider Time, When You Were Mine. Time and place help to define the emotion by connecting it to anticipation or memory, but they don't have a lot to do with the emotion itself. At that moment, in that location, any emotion is possible. But for you, remembering when and where calls up a specific emotion and conjures up something you hope for. It doesn't need to be grand, just vivid. Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Jack Fulton on the vocal, It Happened in Monterey.
Monterey. that I left it all on a
From 1930, Paul Whiteman's orchestra with Mabel Wain and Billy Roses, It Happened in Monterey. Many of these songs are about wishes and dreams. Rather than define what must happen, they link hope to a place that's somehow a culmination of dreams. It may be an imagined place, or it may be around the corner. Either way, these songs come with a sense of being out in the world. It may be an idealized place, but it and the song's attitude toward it ground the emotions in recognizable experience, places romanticized or places you know. The Andrew Sisters' I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time and Heidi Bickenstaff and Philip Chaffin, Nesting Time in Flatbush.
Right. I bet the sun shines on today.
Then what a wonderful wedding there will be one day in May. What a very, very wonderful day for you and me, dear. Church bells will chime. In apple blossom time.
I've always liked the sort of song you hear so much today, called When It's Something or Other Time in some place far away. Oh, tulip time in Holland, a pleasant time must be, while summer's strong for apple blossom time in Normandy. But there's another time and place that makes a hit with me. When it's nesting time in Flatbush, we will take a little flat. We'll put welcome on the mat, where there's room to swing a cat. I'll hang up my hat in our flat bush flat. Life will be so sweet with you.
When it's nesting time in flat bush on flat bush avenue.
Home may have defects like all these flats in town. It's wiser not to lean on the walls because they might fall down. It's rather badly lighted, which makes it hard to see.
The neighbors play the gramophone each night till after three.
Fish gotta swim and birds gotta fly. La 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 la.
But it would be a paradise if shared my love with thee.
When it's nesting time in Flatbush, as you heard us say before, oh, we couldn't love it more if it faced an ocean shore. Hand in hand we'll soar to the seventh floor, and we'll start to bill and coo.
When it's nesting time in Flatbush, on Flatbush Avenue.
The Andrews Sisters with Albert von Tilzer and Neville Fleason's 1920 I'll Be With You in Apple Blossom Time, and Heidi Bickenstaff and Philip Chaffin with Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's 1917 Nesting Time in Flatbush. You're listening to the Peabody Award-winning Fascinating Rhythm, Songs from the Great American Songbook. I'm Michael Lasser. A fair number of these songs are set in the country, but most, as you'd expect, are city songs. It may be anything from an urban feel to something set concretely in New York City. Here's an example of each. John Pizzarelli, When I Take My Sugar to Tea, and Bobby Short, When Love Beckoned in 52nd Street.
When I take my sugar to tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar to tea. I'm a rowdy dowdy, that's me. She's a hi-hat baby, that's she. So I never take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar tea. Every Sunday afternoon we forget about our cares, rubbing elbows at the Ritz with those millionaires. When I take my sugar tea, all the boys are jealous of me, 'cause I never ever take her where the gang goes when I take my sugar tea.
Stream where my girl and I would first meet. So try to surmise my terrific surprise when love beckoned in 52nd Street. I thought a priest would appear in the trees and sing something tender and sweet. But how could it sing with a band playing swing when love beckoned in 52nd Street? Now when we want to coo, country lanes are taboo, and Old West 52 is our favorite treat when we're on our feet. So you can bet I shall never forget that mad second when I first reckoned that love beckoned in 52nd Street. Mm-hmm. Country lanes are taboo, and Old West 52 is our favorite beat when we're on our feet. So you can bet I shall never forget that mad second when I first reckoned that love beckoned. If the 52nd Street.
John Pizzarelli with Sammy Fay and Irving Cale and Pierre Norman's 1931, When I Take My Sugar to Tea, and Bobby Short with Cole Porter's 1939, When Love Beckoned in 52nd Street. This song isn't set in a city, but it's a city song nonetheless. Its irreverence and its flipping of common wisdom create the kind of edgy comedy we associate with urbanity. The fact that it's funny only adds to the point. From Jerome Kern and P.G. Woodhouse's 1924 score to Sitting Pretty, Merwin Goldsmith, Tulip Time in Sing Sing.
Up the river there's a college which authorities acknowledge is a cozy sort of place to go and dwell. And with joy each student chortles as he passes through its portals, and the faculty conduct him to his cell. How I wish that there I'd waited, wish I'd never graduated, for the memory of those days still stirs me so. And the birdies every spring sing, aren't you coming back to Sing Sing? Where you used to be so happy long ago. When it's tulip, tulip, tulip time in Sing Sing, oh, it's there that I would be. There are gentle, gentle, gentle hearts in Sing Sing watching and yearning for me. Oh, I wish I was back with a rock or two to crack with my pals of the class of 99. How I miss the peace and quiet and the simple, wholesome diet of that dear old-fashioned prison of mine. Oh, I'd give a lot to go there. Life was never dull or slow there. Every night there was a concert or a hop. Or I'd sit discussing cooey with my old pal Bad-Eared Louie, quite the nicest man that ever slugged a cop. We were just a band of brothers, each as good as all the others, as the humblest sort of sneak thief you might rank. But when you'd been there a week, well, you were treated as an equal by the high and mighty swells who'd robbed a bank. When it's tulip, tulip, tulip time in Sing Sing, oh, it's there that I would be. There are gentle, gentle, gentle hearts in Sing Sing watching and yearning for me. Oh, there's no place like home, and I'm tired of having to roam through the world with its women and its wine. So just bob my hair and shove me where I know the warders love me, in that dear old-fashioned prison of mine.
Merwin Goldsmith, When It's Tulip Time in Sing Sing. A surprising number of songs give love no more than a passing glance. The place is more important because it's what defines the emotion and becomes inseparable from the one you love. Rosemary Clooney, April in Paris, and Tony Bennett, I Left My Heart in San Francisco.
April in Paris. chestnuts in blossom, holiday tables under the trees, April in Paris, this is a feeling no one can ever reprise. I never knew the charm of spring, never met it face to face. Sing, never missed a warm embrace till April in Paris. Whom can I run to? What have you done to my
of Paris seems somehow sadly gay. The glory that was Rome is of another day. I've been terribly alone and forgotten in Manhattan. I'm going home to my city by the bay. I left my heart in San Francisco. High on a hill, it calls to me to be where little cable cars climb halfway to the stars. The morning fog may chill. I don't care, my love waits there in San Francisco. Above the blue, and when D.C. your golden sun.
Rosemary Clooney with Vernon Duke and E.Y. Hawberg's April in Paris, and Tony Bennett with George Corey and Douglas Cross's I Left My Heart in San Francisco. These songs have traveled across the decades from the teens to the 50s in the previous century. Despite their differences, what matters is how they're similar. In 1921, Noble Sissle set words to a tune by Eubie Blake about someone named Emmeline. All the girls like her, and all the boys chase her, but he's going to marry her. When? In honeysuckle time. It's what the song reaches for and gets. Noble Sissle in Honeysuckle Time.
Everybody knows Emmeline, she's a pal of every other gal in town. Everybody knows Emmeline, she's a gal that all the fellas hang around. But every pal and gal will soon be singing the blues when they hear the latest news on a honeysuckle time. Sweet as Emmeline said she'd be mine. Winning line, there'll be no hesitation, cause the preacher will be waiting with the nun and sign. With Emmy by my side, all the fellas will be jealous and feeling kind of huffed when I come along with Emmeline and strut my stuff. Hot dog, my soul, I'm gonna knock up gold. I'll be worth my weight in gold and honeysuckle time. When Emmeline said she'd be mine.
Noble Sissle with his and Eubie Blake's In Honeysuckle Time. In time and in place is our way of drawing limits and defining boundaries. But the language of popular songs has a habit of pushing beyond them. It trades in hyperbole and entertains paradise and perfection forever. Even so, when it turns into particular songs, it can become suggestive, inviting, and playful. The songs manage to stay in motion and draw us along after them. Ian Whitcomb's Somewhere at the End of the Rainbow and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra in the Merry Month of Maybe.
Somewhere at the end of the rainbow, happiness you'll find one day. You will soon forget all your sorrows. Say goodbye to skies of gray. Listening to the song of the bluebird, you will find a promise true. There will be a world of joy beyond compare at the end of the rainbow for you. Song of the bluebird, you will find a promise true. There will be a world of joy.
joy beyond compare. At the end of the rainbow for you.
Ian Whitcomb with John Willis and David Griffith's Somewhere at the End of the Rainbow, and Frank Trumbauer's orchestra with Harry Warren, Ira Gershwin, and Billy Rose's In the Merry Month of Maybe. In time and in place are what we've got. It would be impossible to sing about love or anything else without them. Andrew Crouch is the senior audio producer. I'm Michael Lasser. The show's Fascinating Rhythm.
Fascinating Rhythm is a production of WXXI-FM in Rochester, New York. Support for this program is provided by this station and by the contributing members of the WXXI Public Broadcasting Council. For a playlist of this week's program or to listen to Fascinating Rhythm online, visit wxxi.org/rhythm.